we have been speaking for the past few Shmuelson about the nature of the Yemei Sfira and the character of our Avoda during these weeks. Obviously, since this is a period in the year when we prepare ourselves for Kabbalas HaTorah, the Iker Avoda of this period is that we should acquire the Memches Dvorim SheTorah Niknis Bohem, that we should make a kinyan in Torah, which is what I wanted to speak about Be'ezer Hashem this afternoon. The Mishnah says, O Isha Niknis Begimel Drochim, and we only need one of the three kinyanim, either Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. We don't need all three. When the Tana says, Godol Torah, Yoyser Mina Kohuna Umi Malchus, Shekahuna niknis be'esrim v'arbe malos malchus b'shloshim Torah niknis b'memches devorim, we don't mean that you can be koine Torah with any one of the 48 kinyonim. We have to have all 48 kinyonim. All memches devorim are part of the kinyon of Torah. Reb Aaron Zal points out that to the extent that one is lacking in any of the Memches Devorim, Shetorah Niknis Bohem, B'Shrei Musam, to that extent is there a chesaron in our kinyan of Torah. The kinyan that we make in the Torah that we study is directly proportional to the quality of the Memches Kinyonim with which we make our kinyan. So first I wanted to review, which I touched upon in one of the Vadim this week. First, I wanted to review what is the definition, what are the Gedorim that we refer to when we speak of making a kinyan in Torah. And we find three basic dimensions to a kinyan in Torah. Number one is obviously for a person to be zoiche, to mechavein, to be machaving the emes of Torah, to be able to learn correct and emes pshat and the blat and rishonim and achronim and halacha. Secondly, also obvious, is for a person to remember his learning, not to forget his learning. Thirdly, is referred to by the Rabbeinu Yonah in Ovos on the Mishnah of Rabbi Ezer ben Azariah, in which he says, Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. What is the pshat of that Mishnah? The choyer, a person can be a masmid, and he can be brilliant, he can have a photographic memory, and he can learn and remember a lot of Torah. Maybe it's not about derech eretz. Why does the Tana say unequivocally, Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah? So the Miri says as follows, and I believe that this is a third getter of what we mean by making a kinyan in Torah. Tzorich techino masakein atzmo b'midos, bozeh tishkon ha-Torah olav, sheinena shochenes li-olam beguf she'eno b'almidos toivus. The Miri mentions a concept of the Torah coming to rest upon a person, Torah becoming part of a person. Ein ha-Torah shochenes beguf. The Torah cannot come to rest in a person, cannot become part of a person who is not the Baal Midas Toivus. That's how he teaches the chidush of the Tano, im ein derech eretz ein Torah. So this is a third category. Aside from being mechavein the emes of Torah, aside from remembering one's learning, that the object of a person in learning should be that Torah becomes a part of him. And one of the very unique and very extraordinary characteristics that we notice in Emesa Talmidei Chachamim and Gedolei Yisrael, the more we get to know them, but the more we see that they in Torah are one. They become mamish like a walking Sefer Torah, like a walking Shas. The Torah becomes part of them. It's not just accumulated knowledge that happens to be in their brain cells that are independent of the person, as we see in the secular world, Mahavdil, in scholars. That the Emesa Talmud Chacham, who makes a Emesa ben Torah, who makes a Kinyan in Torah, the Torah becomes part of the person. That's our avoid in terms of becoming Emesa b'nei Torah. In analyzing, now we'll speak about the Kinyonim with which this Kinyan is made. First, I wanted to define what we speak about when we talk about making a Kinyan in Torah. These three Gedorim we find are included in the concept of a Kinyan in Torah. Now I want to turn our attention to the Kinyonim themselves, the Mem Ches Devarim, this 48 faceted Kinyan in Torah. If we analyze the Mem Ches Devarim Shetorah Niknis Bohem, we find they fall under three general categories. Number one are kinyonim that have to do with the maisa of limud, the maisa of limud itself. For example, the salmud. Some Rishonim learn salmud is the ambition of a person, the motivation of a man to learn, which leads him to be a lomed mikol adam. Shmias ha'ozen, biarichas vosayim, pronouncing audibly and hearing that which we study, not reading by sight. Venus ha'lev, shimush chachomim, diktu chaverim, pilpul talmidim, yishuv, mikra, mishne. All these kinyonim have to do with the mice of sitting and learning Torah. Then we have two other categories. Interestingly enough, I was just noticing the other day, they're reflected by the Pshat and Rabbeinu Yonah in another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Yosei, who was characterized by his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is a chosi. Rabbi Yosei says, Haskein atzmecho lilmod Torah. Prepare yourself to learn Torah. So there's a fascinating Rabbeinu Yonah, which I have known for a while, but I never related it to the Kinyonim of Torah. And it's interesting that in his Pshat in the Mishnah, he refers to the other two Gedorim of Kinyonim of Torah. And he says as follows, Haskein atzmecho lilmo Torah, Haskein atzmecho b'midos tovos, Kedei shetilmod es ha-Torah v'tagia el ma'inas chasidis k'di omar lo amoritz chosi. So he says, what's the lashon haskein atzmecho lilmod Torah? Prepare yourself for learning Torah. He says, b'midas toivus. That is another category of the manifest form shetorah niknis bohem. By far the largest category, the majority. If you sit and count one after another, which I've done more than once, you'll see clearly that the majority of the Memphis form Shetorah Niknis Bohem all refer to Midas Toivus. More than half refer to Midas Toivus. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, Haskein atzmecho lilmo Torah, prepare yourselves with the Kinyan of Torah of Midas Toivus. And then he gives a second shot, and he says as follows, Gam yesh bechnaum haskein atzmecho lilmo Torah, Nemayet bitanugim, Kedei sheyilmo Torah harbe. Also, haskein atzmecho lilmo Torah refers to a third category of kinyonim. Kinyonim that have to do with a man limiting his gashmi is dika hanor, in Oyelam has a miyut tanugi. I'll give you a few examples from the Memches Dvorim. For example, it says here, miyut derech eretz, miyut tanug, miyut sheno, miyut sicha, miyut schok. Those are all examples of what he means of miyut tanugi, giving up one's sleep, giving up relaxation, taking it easy. A person sacrificing his physical menucha and comfort and luxury in Olam Hazeh in order to learn Torah. These are the three gedorim under which the Memches Dvorim fall. Number one, those which have to do with the mice of Nimud itself. Number two, those which have to do with Bimamayet Tanuge Olam Hazeh. And number three, those that have to do with Midas Toivus. Those are the three general categories under which all the Memches Dvorim fall. The Maral says in Ovos that the Iker Siba of Torah, the Iker Kinyan of Torah, the Iker Siba through which one can be coined a Torah, is the Midah of another. That's what he says. In the Sifas Oilom, in the Maimer on Torah, at the beginning of the second parak, and a little bit into the third parak, he's masber what he means. In Avos itself, he's not masber. He just tells us the eager kinyan of Torah is another. Why is that? That the Maral says as follows. Torah is the highest level of ruchnius and sichlius that we have in Olam Hazeh. Torah is the das of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A man learns Masich de Kedushin. Every omer that we learn, every line of the Gemara we learn, we're trying to fathom the das of the Borei Olam on this subject of Kedushin. A man learns Torah, he identifies his intellect with the intellect of the Borei Olam. That's why the Chazal say, Kucha Brichu V'Yaraisa Chadhu. In order for a person to make a kinyan in Torah, the Maral says he has to try to remove the antithesis of sichlius and ruchnius, which is gashmius. That's the person's goof. That's why miyut tanugi is part of the kinyanim of Torah. A person has to try to be mevato, the koach of the goof, over his behavior and over his thinking, in order to be able to attune himself with the spirituality and the intellect of Torah. And the body of man with its taivus, with its chumriyah, stands in the way. The midah of anova represents the isbaklus of a person. A person submits himself to the borei olam. A person's bows with humility if before the divine intellect, mitzvahs of the Torah which he can understand, he accepts because he realizes how what I do understand is a chidush. Not that there's a chidush, I don't understand the Ratzon Hashem. A person who is mevatel himself is moichel. People will insult him, he'll forgive and forget. There's his backness of the ego of the person. That's the closest we can come to a hisbaknus of the chena gashmi of an individual. The more we're mavato, the chena gashmi, the more we free the intellect and the ruach of man to attach itself to the ruchnius of Torah. That's a very, one of the most general, important, the most basic hashkofes that you find in the philosophy of the Maral, that's reflected in many, many of his perushim and writings. And that's how he understands that Anove is the most important kinyan of Torah. There's a lot of rayas from Gomorrah for that. He says, that's the pshat in the Gomorrah and Shabbos, and divrei Torah miskayomim, elo b'misha meimis atzmo leho. What do you mean, meimis atzmo leho? Meimis atzmo leho, when a man dies, what dies?
ruach dies, is his guf dies. Ein tor mistayemes venisha meimes atzmolecha. The morale says that's the hisbatlus of the power of the goof of the person. And then Torah is miskayim by him. Torah can come to rest and Torah can attach itself to that type of a person. He'll be able to be mechaving the emes of Torah. He'll remember his Torah better because he's making of himself a spiritual human being to which the Torah can attach itself intellectually, psychologically, and spiritually. I wanted to suggest two other explanations as to why the eker kinyan of Torah is anochi. For that itself, we don't need the morale. That we find written in many places. We find Halosher in the beginning of Ruach HaChayim, writes also in the first Mishnah novels, writes a lot about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the lawgiver. He gave us the Torah because of his Mido Avanove. I wanted to suggest two other explanations. Why is Anova the Iker Kinyan in Torah? First of all, I mentioned before that the majority of the Kinyonim of Torah have to do with Midos. The Chovos HaLevavos says in Shar HaChnia that the Shorish of all Midos Torahs is Anova. So for me, that also is a good enough reason why Anova is the Iker Kinyan in Torah. Because the majority of the men before me are totals of Anova. Anova is the Avia Vos of all Midos Torahs. And if the Rubam of the Mem Ches Kinyonim of Torah are told us of Anova, so that's why Anova is the most important Kinyon, is the Dover Poshet. And then as I was thinking further in the Indian, it occurred to me that Anova is not only the Shoirish of those Kinyonim that are Midas, Anova is the Shoirish of the other Kinyonim also. The person who is an Onov, the Chovos HaMavovos says in Shar HaChniyot, also as a man who's not rodev after tanugim and taivis and oilam hazeh. He's satisfied with what he has to eat. He's satisfied with the sleep, the minimum sleep that he has to have. Gashmiistic things become insignificant to the man who's an onov. There's a lot of reasons, psychological, not only philosophical, why that happens, but the Chovos HaMavovos mentions that specifically. Anova has to do with those kinyonim that have to do with the mice of limud also. For example, shimush chachamim. A man who's not an onov is not going to be mishamish tomid chachamim. Diktu chaverim, or pilpu chaverim, diktu talmidim. A man who's not humble is not going to listen with an objective ear when he sits and learns b'chavrusa with his chaverim. He's always trying to prove his point. He never wants to come out wrong. He always has to come out on top. His chavrusa has to be wrong. Many times over the years, people complain, I have a chavrusa, he never hears a word that I say. The best I can expect from him, he sits with patience till I finish talking so he can then tell me what's the right shot. I can't get it. There's no two-way street here. A man who's not humble can't be makabel from a Rebbe, can't be makabel from Chaverim, and certainly he'll never be makabel from Talmidi. And the Gemara says, Mi Talmida Yoisir Makumam, a Rebbe will learn more from Talmidi than even from his Chaverim and his Rebbe. So Anova is a Shoirish, not only of those Kinyonim of Midas, but it's a Shoirish of Kamat, all of the Kinyonim of Torah. Is the Midah Vanovah. So I would suggest these two additional reasons as to why Anova is the Iker Kinyan of Torah. I mentioned before that Rav Aaron says that to the extent that a person is lacking in the Memches Dvorim Shetorah Niknis Bohem, to that extent is his Torah lacking. His Kinyan in Torah is lacking, and his Torah is not showing, because he hasn't acquired his Torah, the Shleimus, because he's lacking the Kinyan in Torah. And with that, he wants to learn Gevaltik Pshat in the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samach Beis. which is very relevant now as we approach Be'ezer Hashem, the end of the week, the Yontif of Lag Boimer. The Gemara says, Omru Shnayim Osir Elef Zugim Talmidim Hoyolong Rebbe Akiva Migivas At Antifras. Rebbe Akiva's yeshiva contained 24,000 Talmidim. Not Stam Talmidim, but Tanoim. 24,000 Tanoim. The least of the Amaroyim were Machayim Esim. 24,000 Tanoim were the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva. Kuan Mesu Beperek Echot. They all died in one period, this period between Pesach and Shavuos. Nibnei Shlo Nagu Kovod Zelo Zeh. Because they didn't have proper kovod for one another. V'hoyo ha'olam shomeim. The world was about to be destroyed. Without Torah, there can be no learning. The Torah of 24,000 Talmidim perished with the Tanoim, with the Talmidei Chachomim. The world was about to be destroyed. Ad shebo Rebbe Akiva etzel rabosenu shebedorom. The Shonom Lehem, Rebbe Akiva started all over again in his old age, and he taught the five Talmidim, and from these five Tanoim, Torah was reborn in Klal Yisrael. There was a renaissance of Torah from these five Tanoim, Reb Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, Reb Yoise, Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochoi, Rebbe Ezra ben Shamua. Hem hemidu Torah oisishor. Tanu kuma mesu mi pesach viad atzeres. So Rabaran says, the Tanoim were the Mamtiki Hashmur. These were the Talmidei Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva's door that were going to pass on the Torah to the future Doiros, down to our generation. The Torah that's passed on by the Gedolei HaDor has to be a Torah B'Shleimus. But if they were lacking in the kinyonim of Torah, their Torah was not a Torah of Shleimus. So he wants to tie up that they were lacking in the kinyon of Dibu Chaverim, of Ditu Chaverim, the Tano says. He has a lashon of Dibu Chaverim, it's the same thing. If a man doesn't have proper kovet to his chaver, they can never learn properly together. So it's a chasoron in the Ditu Chaverim. Memela, they had a chasoron in this midah. That's why their Torah could not be passed on to the Torahs, and that's why they had to pass away, because their Torah was imperfect. I wanted to suggest that the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva, since this was their Avera, Shulonagu Kovod Zebozeh, it wasn't just the Chesaro in one kinyan of the Memphis or by the Baronese. If they did not have covet from each other, it was a chasaron in all of the kinyonim of Torah, because Nagu Kovod Zemozeh is a direct todah of the mid of Anovet. A direct todah of the mid of Anovet. And you have a raya for the Mesilas Yesharim in Perikov Beis, in one of the two problems where he speaks about Anovet. The Mesilas Yesharim says, there's Anovet b'machshovet, there's Anova B'maisa. There's four categories of Anova B'maisa. Number one, a man should run away from COVID. Number two, a person should conduct himself with humility, not to be a loudmouth, not to sit with his feet up on the desk, to walk with a certain humility, not as the Gemara says in Kedushin, a man should not walk down at Amos to Komos and Koma. A man should walk, should sit, should talk, relate to people with humility. Number three, a person should be a maver al midosov. He should forgive if people insult him. And number four, the fourth category of maisi anovet, is that one should give kovet to people. One should give kovet to chaver. It is very interesting when the Mesilas Yesharim speaks about this fourth category, he brings down the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. He says, as we find that the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva were so severely punished, Shonagu Kovod Zelazeh. So you have it's a dover portion, but even for the foreign sheep, you have to bring rayas. You see from the Mesilas Yeshayim that there'd be no way covered to Chaveri, that isn't an expression of the Midah of an Ovid. So that's why I wanted to say, if the Talmidim and Rebbe Akiva were not no way covered, Zemozeh, it was a chesaron in the whole shorish, in the basic Midah of an Ovid, which makes a chesaron in all of the Kinyanim, not just in deep to Chaveri. That's why they were not zoiche to live on, that their Torah should be passed on to the Doiris. Many asked the question, why Dafke were his Talmidim punished during this period for Pesach Teshuah? Various answers are given. And I wanted to say a Dover Poshet, that the Eibishter punished them in this period, so that all future doiris of Talmidei Chachamim should learn a Musar Haskel Dafke in this period when we're working to be koyin, make a kinyan Torah. So therefore the example is given to us. Look what happened to the Talmidei Chachamim, the Tanoim, who were Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. They didn't have the meat of another. It led to a mat of kovet bein Adam l'chaveiro, and look what happened to them. To give us a gewaltige chizuk and a gewaltige hazhara and inspiration all at the same time. How we should go out of our way to be koina this midah during this period. It never registered upon me until yesterday, the last day or so, as I was working over the Shmuas. But you know, when the Mesilas Yesharim finishes speaking about this category of Anova B'maisa, to be no way covered to people, he says a sentence at the end. He said that this is the general outline of this topic, but it has many, many extensions. Kovet Chaverim applies in many, many different ways to different people in different times and different circumstances. Why did that sentence make a special impression upon me now? Because I read a gewaltig maimer from a baron in the third chenuk of his svarim, and he teaches for us what we mean by kovet chaverim, and he gives examples. This shmuas was given in the later yeshiva, and he gives gewaltic examples that speak very, very loudly and eloquently to me, as they look to you, as we are the Meitoyer B'nei Yeshiva. First of all, he says, you know what it means, Kovet Chaverim, that a person should be sensitive to be mischashev with the other person. A person should think of another individual's feelings, not just of himself. And he gives remarkable examples. If we were to give a list, if I were to say, write down 10 examples of Kovet Chaverim, maybe one of the things he mentions we would all write down. I don't know if we would write down more than one. For example, Imashrich Niyar Aritzpa B'Yeshiva. A person throws down a piece of paper on the floor of the yeshiva. First of all, he says, it's an avera of Moira Mikdish. A person has to treat a Makam Kadosh with respect. But aside from that, he says, a person throws down a piece of paper on the floor, it's a lack of covenant wheels, because people don't like to see a dirty floor. So if you throw down a piece of paper on the floor, aside from the fact it's not respect for the yeshiva, for the Makam of Torah, it's also not respect for people who walk by it, because it's disgusting if you don't like this and take your shoe on over the floor. I would say, a person lives in a dormitory room and he doesn't keep his things neat. According to Rabaran, that's included in a make of cover for one's roommates. But it's messy. And dirty. The Gemara brings down if a person spits in front of somebody else, he spits on the ground, not fast for sure. He spits at the person spits on the ground. It's already an avera for which a man has to give a din v'cheshbon. Because it's meyus, it's not, doesn't look nice just because it's dirty. not because it's disrespectful. It's a lack of consideration for another person. A person leaves a dirty laundry on the floor. He doesn't keep his thing orderly. It disturbs humans. It's disgusting. It depends, you know, on the degree that is disturbing. But these things, he says, is included in a lack of kofet labrio. Rav Aaron said that if a person takes a sefer from a shelf and he doesn't put it back in the shelf, that that's a din of gezel because he steals time from people. And that it's a din of bitul Torah because he causes people to waste time from learning. That pshat is very well known. But I did not remember that Rav Aaron says in his minor that if a person takes a sefer and doesn't put it back, it's a lack of kofet chaveri. No normal kofet zel. I would never think of that. I completely forgot. I haven't seen this mimer for some time. I completely forgot he mentions it. Why? Because he's not being considered about another person. And he mentions elsewhere, especially if the person is inconsiderate for people who are working for him. Like the people who clean in the yeshiva, the people who work in the kitchen. So this also is a lack of anovit, and it's a lack of kovet, not kovet chaverim, kovet abrios, a lack of sensitivity to another person. All of these are examples that he includes in a lack of kovet abrios. It's not just yelling at somebody. The example that we probably all would have written down is where he says you wake somebody up, and I go to the room, mouth in the sand, the door, you turn on the lights, and later you look to see if somebody is sleeping, and you see the guy woke up, he's turning over, putting the blanket over his head. I suppose that's something we already would understand as a lack of kovet for chaveri. The other examples he's given are much more bedakis. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos that if a person wants to be koina amida, he has to do the maisim which come from that mida. A man wants to be koina anova. How do you work on anova? So the most effective way to work on anova is to do those things which come from the mida. So I wanted to suggest that that's a major avoider, just like the Yemei Svira, our days when we have to especially to work on Hasmodah. But remember the Shema Kodosh said that Shavuos is a Yom Tov, a Yom HaDin for Bitul Torah. And the Iker Kinyan of Torah has to be learning Torah. We also have to work during the Yemei Svira to be Koina Demid of Anovet. It's a shortcut. If we work on anova, it'll be a shortcut to becoming all the memches kinyonim of Torah. I want to suggest that that's what we have to do, and also a major part of our avoiding the Yemei Svira is to go out of our way to develop a special sensitivity that will carry with us the whole year. To be zohir, to be mashi, to be considerate of the feelings of one another. To be gewaltig makbid and medakdek in the kovet chaverim in every way we possibly can. And with that, dikduk in kovet chaverim will be able to help make a kinyan in the mid of anova. And if we point at the mid of anova, then we'll make it more easy to have a kinyan in all of the memchas dvorim shetorah niknis bohem. And Eberster should help, we should take have gewaltig hatzlocha, not only in our hasmodah during these days of hachona for Kabbalah Torah, but also in our midos, and especially in the midah of anove, which is the yisod in the bosis, in the shoirish of the memches kinyonim of Torah.